This is one of our most primary weapons that we have, is repentance. Going before the Lord, personal repentance, praise, and giving of thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, 18, knowing that if it doesn't kill me, whatever it is that's coming against me is only going to make me stronger. You know what? I really believe that God uses the enemy. He used the enemy with the Israelites. He left giants in the land. Why did he leave them there? Because he wanted the people to depend on the Lord and not become dependent on themselves. But also in the process, I believe that he wanted them to get broader shoulders and stronger legs. We sometimes get a burden and we ask that burden be removed. But how about if we pray that God increase my capacity? You know what? The days are coming when we're going to have more to do than we're going to know how to do. Do you know the reward for a job well done in the kingdom of God? You get more responsibility. You get more to do. That's the lesson in the talents. Take from the one who didn't, and give it to the one who has a lot. So the more you have, the more you'll get, the more responsibility you have. So what does that say? It says we need to have stronger legs and broader shoulders. Because if we're faithful in the little things, he's going to give us the ability to have authority over much. So if it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. And we need to have that attitude. And not to just be, oh, I'm under attack. Things are terrible. I just wish this attack would end. No, help me to fight the battle in a way that honors you, God. Strengthen my legs. Strengthen my hands for war. Broaden my shoulders. What we're fighting to accomplish, whether it's with an organization or an individual, is so that the church or the individual or the ministry can come to themselves and repent. You see, the stronghold tries to keep us in a place where we're not looking at the things that we need to look at, that's giving the enemy the hook there. It's sort of a distraction method. But the reason that we want to push this darkness back is so that we can allow the light of the Holy Spirit to come in and to show us where we need to repent. Name the stronghold and bind it. Persevere in prayer until the one for whom you pray can think clearly and make decisions. To protect from counterattack, pray hiding prayers for the person, for the organization, and yourself. Hide us under the shadow of your wing and presence of the Almighty. It's important to do spiritual hygiene whenever we're involved, whether it's with leaders or doing any kind of battle in this way, that we pray the cutting, washing, and hiding prayers. Cutting us free from any inordinate attachments with the person we're praying for or the organization. Washing through any defilement that we may have picked up along the way. And to put the cross of Jesus between us and the person we're praying for or the organization. Now, I encourage you to pray for this church, to pray for leaders, to pray for your leaders, to pray for the body of Christ. It's important to stay balanced, that we don't get so heavenly minded that we're of no earthly good. We need to take time to play and to recreate, to do recreation, and to balance our lives, to especially to maintain the Sabbath, to take 1 and 7. Once broken, we need to teach and counsel to the roots, and let the person group that is vulnerable find out where they're vulnerable, to get it which left the person or the group vulnerable. Complete the work of transformation. Don't be afraid. Read Psalm 149 that tells us to wage war with joy, praise, and a two-edged sword. And you know where we are in that psalm if we're in a soldier for the Lord and we're waging war with that two-edged sword? If you read Psalm 149, you'll find that we're on our beds. The bed is the place of intimacy and the place of rest. Intimacy with the Lord. From our beds, we wield a two-edged sword. From a place of rest and intimacy is where we do battle from. We have the authority. You can read some scriptures there. Matthew 10, 7 and 8, 28, 18, Mark 16, 17, the Great Commission. Go and make disciples. The key for defeating jealousy in us is recognizing our position as true sons and daughters in Christ, coming into and taking hold of our identity and destiny in Him. True sons have identity and place. And it's interesting that verse in John 14:18 is one of the promises. Many promises in Scripture have conditions, have an if with it.